Hello, it is the 4th of December. This is Phil Hendry. God damn it. I had a whole, what a day. I got a bigger fucking day coming up tomorrow. It's got nothing to do with the show. It's got nothing to do with anything. It's got to do with money. Money. It has to do with me going over to my bank and digging around for records and shit, you know. And what does this have to do with? It has to do with me wanting to buy something. And a whole bunch of shit, you know, that I'm not going to go into, but there's a lot of good in this, though. A lot of really cool stuff I wish I could share with you, but it's a whole bunch of good shit. It had nothing to do with the show. It's got to do with my life, but it has to do with me in relation to you guys as well. And it's crazy, man. Life is a crazy... You know, meeting Jackie. I knew Jackie when we worked at WIOD. She was in the newsroom. I was one of the air talent. I was a talk show host. She and I couldn't have been more different. I mean, I was this goofy, goofball, weird ass. And she was, if you remember WIOD in those days, Jackie did the morning news with Rick and Suds. She anchored the morning news. And it was a tough gig for her, man. She had to get up fucking super early and hump on in there. And then she had auditions that she did in the afternoon for different things. You know, she was living the life of, she was doing a spokesmodel stuff. She was hosting infomercials. She was, you know, doing the news. As I found out later on, you know, she was going home dead fucking tired, trying to get a couple of hours of nap time and then going out and doing these auditions. So the poor kid. And she told me one time she could have been news director and she turned the gig down because she, get a load of this, she didn't think she could do the job getting up that early and being the news director and doing these other things. And I said to her, and she said, well, I realized later, I go, yeah, that you, as the news director, you could have set your own hours. She goes, yeah, I could have put myself on afternoons, but you didn't do that. No. It's okay. I've made worse decisions in my life. Believe me when I tell you. But I remember this smiling little blonde at the typewriter, smart. She reminded me of a lot of the really smart chicks you saw at school. She had glasses. She had this short, beautiful little haircut. She walked with her, holding her her files and her books to her chest as she walked along. That's what a lot of the really smart kids did. Going to her car after her air shift. And friendly and always smiling. But she was married, you know, so, and I was on my way to California, so we kind of just said goodbye, and as I said goodbye to everybody at the station, went off with my life. Little did I know, through the great offices of the thing called Facebook, that we would reconnect. And our lives were much, 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 much fucking different when we finally did reconnect back in 2020. And, you know, understand, I hadn't seen or talked to Jackie. We exchanged messages on Facebook, I think 3-4 years before that. She was wishing me a happy birthday. But we hadn't even seen each other since 1996, you know? And so we got to talking, and I said, well, you know, can I come to Florida and see you? I mean, I literally, you know. She said, yeah, you know, you be a gentleman about it. And I said, yes, of course. But that's where it kind of started. It came out, and we went back and forth. She came to California. Jackie's son lives in Orlando with his future wife and Jackie's future daughter-in-law. Now, I understand that she wants to be close to her son. I totally get that. And that has not been the death knell to our relationship. That hasn't been a deal breaker. Let me just put it to you that way. Everything else I have to say after that, I will keep my own counsel, but, you know, you can read into it what you want, but it won't necessarily be the right thing that you're reading into it. Okay? Okay. All right, man. What a fucking day this. I got to go over. God. Look at bank records and shit, and I got to talk to some people and... Yay. Okay. Love you. That's the pre-show. Hope you liked it. We'll have more on the post-show, on the video log.